with just one episode away from hitting that beautiful triple digits. We go into this week's episode of the Warped World Podcast with discussion about the upcoming E3, the Mario Maker 2 Invitational, along with all the hot takes and salty moments you could ask for.
You are now listening to the Warped World Podcast. Boom shakalaka!
Welcome everybody to the Warped World Podcast, episode 99.
Wow. Whoa.
Nueve, nueve.
It's just, yeah. It's kind of crazy. It's next week's 100. We'll talk about that a little bit because it is going to be very exciting for some of us, I would say.
Some of us.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in just a bit. But gentlemen, I mean, how are you doing? X-Water, you're feeling well rested, right? I'm sorry. I'm Grand Pooh Bear. Joining me, of course, is X-Water and Jakku.
That's me.
You know what? Both actually, let's go to Jakku first, since he respects all of our time. You're listening at home right now, X-Water's quite late, I want to say. Quite late. So we're going to talk to Jakku first. Almost an hour. Actually, exactly an hour.
Yeah, 39 minutes was the time I saw when I first hopped onto the computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as if you were ready at that point in time. Either way.
You were like, what's news?
Yeah. Either way, Jakku, how are you feeling this week? How is Lucky Draw going?
Oh my God, it's not so lucky. I mean, I've got over 400,000 deaths now, and I have not made a single iota of progress.
I've had mine on since last Thursday, not streaming, yeah. But yeah, I've
237 also hours with 4 Wii U's. Nothing. I don't know.
Yeah, so crazy. I had hope by the time we got back from sessions that mine on my single console would be done, and it wasn't. And I was like, fuck this game, dude.
I didn't stream on Monday. I was like, should I stream?
You just let Lucky Draw go?
Yeah.
It was a right choice, man. If you interrupted that, people would have been mad.
Yeah. And like, I know I'm not streaming next week, so it's just, I'm like, I might as well not even stream like until like I get back from all those things. So like, forget it. Yeah. It's crazy. It's still going. I mean, should I get into the lore and the new updates of what's going on in the world?
Yeah, I would love for you to.
Okay.
I feel like we need it.
So there's something like 23 clears on the board right now. 21 or 23. But what you need to know is that only two of them appear to be legit. So we have 7 at least confirmed hackers. Obviously, Ninja was the first one that we all...
Not that Ninja.
Not that Ninja, though.
Really. Although, been going down since the turn of Fortnite.
Yeah, would be impressive, though. So Ninja, not that Ninja, cleared it 12 times. So there's half the board. The second user, again, there was another user that only had 8 deaths between when his profile was first scraped by our website and when he beat the level. So only 8 deaths. Very unlikely. No one's come forward as a clear. Mm-hmm. The third clear was done by a user named Josh. They have a photo of the correct time. We're counting that. That seems legit. They're in the community. Pretty cool. Fourth user also cleared the level in twice within 5 minutes of beating it. So obviously fake. There's no way you get that lucky twice.
It's 50-50. What do you mean?
That's true. I forgot. Our fifth user, I don't remember their name off the top of my head, but they also had a photo of proof. Again, people are like, oh, I don't know if you can accept photos. It was the right time. We're going to accept it. It's on the board. Okay. 6th player, no proof on the board. No idea of deaths. The amount of deaths they have seems about right, but we don't know. So right now it's inconclusive. 7th player, though, this happened today. Another user cleared it 3 times today and has like a combined total of like, I think like 100 deaths. So like, no. But also, good thing to note, the Ninja world record time was removed from the bookmark site.
Oh.
And it's replaced by the 7th player's time, though, which is around 10 seconds, which was around the original clear time for Ninja. So the next player that clears it will have their world record. If they legit clear it, will have the correct world record.
Good.
Sucks for Josh and the others, but at least hopefully, we'll get that updated. So that's been lucky draw in a hot minute. Oh, there's one other thing. A video leaked, not leaked, a video made the rounds today showing someone getting all six of those blocks turning to coins, but then also one of the music notes turning to coins. And so a lot of people thought that this was a legit video. And while I don't have definite proof that it's not, I like to point out a few things. The user recorded this video using their phone. You could tell because they were hovering over the gamepad. So like it was moving a lot.
I thought it was on a 3DS, this video, was it?
No, this is on a gamepad.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So they were recording a gamepad using their phone. They were hovering over it. They only show the very start of the level and the very end of the level. They also cleared it offline in the course maker. And that's in the description of their bookmark or of their video. So right off the bat, if you're recording with your phone, you're not holding your phone over that gamepad for all the runs that you're doing. Like, that's just insane.
That's not legit. I think that's just to also show what it looks like, probably.
By hitting all the music note or all the question blocks and then the music note, that goes from a 1 in 7.2 million chance to a 1 in 5 or 50 million chance of that happening. So all those things combined just makes me believe that that's not legit. There's very little chance that this is real. Another user also had created a video showing like what a win would look like, but he said that he did some RNG manipulation to get that in the editor as well. So I'm believing that, you know, it's not real, unless the user can show proof otherwise, showing like, you know, five runs before and five runs after from that same video. Because if you don't have that, like, or maybe you don't need five runs after, but if you don't have five runs before, like, what were you recording? Why do you just have that one shot?
The very least, it's like, if you have only the one that was successful, like, you know what? I'm going to record this single attempt with my phone. Like, there's no way you're going to get it.
Yeah. And my thought process on this is if you're using memory manipulation on the Wii U, then you can manipulate it so that everything's a coin, but you're probably not able, as a user or as a hacker, you don't know how to change it back to the random thing quick enough in between attempts. And so you're like, oh, well, I'll just get a shot of this one level being completed in this one section. And it will look legit. But if I show anything else, then it'd be a second clear with the same exact outcome. So
that makes sense to me.
Thought process on it.
It's a very interesting, it's been a very interesting thing.
Yeah.
I will say the whole lucky draw, I'm amazed it's still going. I'm amazed we haven't seen like a legit clear from all this. There's still a lot of streamers doing it too besides you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still have mine on, no clear. X-Water still has his on, no clear. It's been really fun. The meme died a little compared to what it was last week.
Absolutely.
It has died a little, but you're still holding strong with a couple hundred viewers in there.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild, in my opinion. And so props to all those viewers who are sticking it out. You know, I got it. You're the real MVPs.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. We'll see how it goes. You know, it's a Twitch Plays stream because you can make them jump. And so it's just like any of those other streams on there right now.
I'd say it's more interactive at that point than like Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know
about that.
What else can you do, right? Yeah. Duck, I guess. But
you could make him duck. I mean, I would love to see some spamming of duck. So
yeah,
that would be hot. Right.
I'll try to get on that.
Yeah, you better.
How do you think you're gonna get it before Mario Maker 2? I noticed you got that like percentage clear. Odds at the bottom of the screen now that's like just rapidly declining as we get closer.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's tough. I'm guessing not. Just like we were at 16%, we're at 13% now. Like it's gonna go down to 10%.
Once it drops under 10, that's gonna be disheartening.
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I don't know though. We're what is this? This is hour 237 with four we use. I don't know.
How hot has your room gotten running all those Wii U's?
Honestly, not too bad. My CPU runs at around 55, 60 degrees Celsius right now, which isn't too bad for what it's doing. And the Wii U's have been about the same temperature since I turned them on, about an hour after I turned them on. They've been about the same. So it's been pretty good. And we've had some not too hot days. So luckily I got the weather going with me on this.
Yeah, good thing summer's been not doing its job so far.
Absolutely. Love it.
Oh, man. All right, well, X-Water, how are you doing? I mean, now that we have the full Lucky Draw rundown.
Like we said, I'm well rested. I'm late, so I must have formally apologized to both you guys and everybody watching live on Twitch.
Boom! That was a great Saria plug.
Yeah, that was a two for one. That's masterwork right there.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
But other than that, I'm good. I just uploaded a new Mario Maker level that I want to delete and re-upload after watching a single person play it. So that's my life.
So don't play your Mario Maker level is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I think I got to fix this piece of it particularly before you play it, because it breaks a lot harder than I ever thought it would.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. It's jank is what I'm hearing. I don't mind a little jank.
It's, yeah, a little bit jank. It has to do with, like, you know when you want a chain chomp peg to not have the chain chomp, so you put a bomb next to it, and mm-hmm. you have the bomb explode. But the way that it's done for my level is, like, the chain chomp and the bomb aren't on the same vertical or aren't on the same horizontal axis. Like, they're one tile apart. So if you, like, slowly creep up to the part or creep up too fast, everything just breaks. Like, the bomb doesn't explode at the right time. The munchers don't land in the right places, depending on how fast or slow you go into the zone. So it's a little bit jank there. And it's a lot of, like, weird moving pieces that work pretty well in the rest of the level, except for there.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know anything about jank levels, so yeah. I have no idea what you're talking about. I only make the beautiful yeah. levels.
Yeah, you're speaking to two people that just make perfect levels with no jank at all.
No jank at all. You know where I don't expect many levels to be jank, though?
Oh, where's that at?
That would be at the Mario Maker Invitational, which our good friend of the stream,
was good friend
until she lied to us.
She lied.
Is going to be there. I was hurt because I feel like she does. That means she didn't trust us to keep a secret. But we're at the same time. I'm so incredibly happy and ecstatic for her, and I'm so excited that she is getting the opportunity to go. I'm super pumped about it. You know, I'm super happy.
Yeah, it's coming up this Saturday, right?
Yeah, this Saturday. So yes. All those listeners on Twitch right now, remember to set your clocks and your calendars. Can you set a calendar? I don't know. Mark it in your calendars. There we go. This Saturday for the Invitational. Because Dragon Fiend is going to rock it. You guys want to put money down on this?
Yo, I'll play some bets.
Oh, man. X Water Ben.
I got 50 on Fiend, dude.
I got 50 on Fiend too.
Who do we give our money to if Feeny loses?
I'm not gonna bet against Fiend. So
our take it and we'll put it in our funds for Warp World. So if we all lose,
we're just putting more money into Warp World. I see. Okay.
Yeah. We can't lose.
It's a win-win. There you go.
Super worth it. Yeah, but we're super excited for her to go. Like, we couldn't be more ecstatic. Of course, we're all jealous we're not going to get to go too and play Mario Maker early in a tournament setting. But we can't wait. I'm actually doing a stream. I'm going to co-stream it on Saturday. And nice. I have my users, like, make a bunch of, like, silly things, GIFs and, like, Go Fiend Photoshops. We're going to be flashing up. I'm going to rock my Feeny shirt and my Feeny hoodie. And, like, we're just going to be, like, super pumped. Super excited. And I can't wait to see her. Also, she has a really good chance of winning that thing because
she does.
I've seen Feeny play. She's pretty damn good. I've seen the other players play. And I'd take Feeny over him. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There one player might give her a little trouble, but I think she's better. As long as she, you know, stays strong, doesn't get nervous, you know, doesn't let the nerves get to her, because it's such a, you know, it's such a big event. You know, yeah. I played at a ton of different events, and I would be nervous as fuck to play at this.
Yeah,
this
yeah, I can thing. See that.
I mean, she's
especially been playing for a new game.
Yeah, she's been playing for 3 years, so as long as the new game is along the same lines of like physics and stuff, like, and I don't think they're going to be throwing that out the window. She should be more than fine, because like just that 3 years of experience, these other people have not been playing the game for that long. They might be better at certain other games, but like Fiend's got this.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing I really thought would be her advantage and is the fact that she would know like, oh, this item interacts with this item in this way. But you know, there's a strong chance she doesn't even see any items that are from Mario Maker 1.
True.
In this entire race. So yeah. She's going to have to be learning on the fly. It's going to be really fun. I'm super excited about it.
I'm sure Feeny has probably watched, like, she's watched a lot of the Mario, like, 2 review videos and the advanced gameplay screenings that, like, Game Explain and other review companies have gotten. So I'm sure she's, like, dug up as much info as she can at this point.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost tempted to not watch and then try to play the levels blind myself when Mario Maker 2 comes out. But
it'll definitely be included at some point, right?
Yeah, those levels are probably going to be pretty like tame.
Yeah, like I don't like at the end of the day, I feel like it's going to be super easy. So it's like not even really worth it. And it's again, like Pooh mentioned, like being on stage and then playing at home, two completely different things.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I wouldn't be nervous at all. I'd be like, oh yeah, I'm at home, this is fine. But like same thing on the stage, I could be like, oh shit. I forget how to jump.
Yeah, I feel like the audience there is going to be a live audience, right?
Yeah, I guess
I would have to think
some people out there.
I thought it was weird that it was like before the actual conference starts, because I was stoked about going to it.
I know, I was really hoping. Like, I wish like that, and that sucks because like we didn't know, but if we had known, because we could get in on Sunday, but we opt to go to E3 on Monday. Mm-hmm. She's like, God, there's nothing to do. Totally would have flown in for that. Early, but
I would have gone a few days early for sure. Already going to be there, so
yeah, would have been useful to know. just saying, Fiend.
Well, you know, at least you guys are going to get to go to E3, which brings us to the salty moment of the week.
Moment of the week. You mean the salty moment sponsored by Marianne's Chocolate?
That is what I mean.
It's my favorite moment of the week. Salty moment of the week, ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Marianne's Chocolate. You can go to coins.warp.world, which will bring you to Marianne's Chocolate's website, where you can get warp coins. They're delicious little coins, little discs of chocolate, probably about the size of a, what did we decide last week?
Mayonnaise.
How big are they?
Lid.
They're the size mayonnaise of a lid. Texas. They're the size of a Texas belt buckle.
that's a big coin, I'll tell you what. And so you go to the coins.warp.world, use code warp, you can get yourself a pack of 12 individually wrapped coins. It's going to be $5 off using code warp. They can be dark chocolate, they can be milk chocolate, or they can be a mix match pack. So check it out. Go check out Marianne's. And Marianne's, thank you for bringing us to this week's salty moment of the week. I'll let you go ahead and take the lead here, Pooh. What's got you salty?
I don't get to go to E3. Everyone's going to E3. All my friends are going to E3 except me. Except me, damn it. And I really want to go to E3, and I'm quite salty about it. Not only that, but you guys will both be there for episode 100 together.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah. It's going to be really cool. I wish you were going to be there, dude.
I know. You guys, I don't even know if I'm going to be on episode 100 as of right now, because
we might have
the only reason I would be on this, because generally when we film live, there's two of us together, we'll film it live and we just film it together. That's how we've traditionally done it.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And I mean, you guys will be at E3 in a special space for the podcast.
Yeah, like, we're recording on the floor of E3 on Thursday, I believe at 3 p.m. local time. I think X-Water's got the time. I sent it to him.
Yeah, I think you said 1 local.
Yeah, 1 local. That's right. So 1 p.m. local Thursday, which is crazy because I don't know if you guys remember, there was a few episodes back that we had some big surprise announcement. I'm like, we're recording live on the floor of E3. And it was a joke. But here, it's real now. We got an email today confirming that we are able to record live on the floor.
That's so incredibly cool. Sometimes you just have to manifest it, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm sure our editors are going to love the audio quality that we give them.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great for them.
It's supposed to be a nice little booth, though, so it should be pretty good, hopefully. Yeah.
Honestly, I think the whir and hum and noise of, like, E3 in the background would make for a good listen either way.
Yeah. And you know, we might make it episode 99.9 or 99.5. And we'll do something special for episode 100.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, that's definitely the most special thing our podcast has ever done, you know? I mean, if we didn't do sessions and then GDQ I didn't have this baby, I would totally be there. But you know, like, I'm a new dad. I can't be going every week all out to places. You know, it's bad enough I'm at the strip club every night till 4 a.m.
If only Tiny had Tuesdays. At the strip club.
Yeah, if only we could do E3 at this podcast at the strip club. That's what we'll do.
Yeah, but it's exciting. I mean, there's hope. Maybe you get a flight and then you come out just for the day and you leave right after. Who knows?
We gotta like, you know, I gotta like Nancy Kerrigan, the completionist, J-Rod, and getting the Mario Maker Invitational. That's what I need to do, you know?
Yeah.
Take them out for me, Fiend. Like, that's what I need. They need a late call-in. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. The video game industry is really wild, so, like, somebody could call me up and be like, we need you out here. Now.
You don't even know who it is.
I don't even know who it is.
It's Doug Bowser.
It could happen.
I hope we get to meet him.
Oh, let's invite him to be on the podcast.
You guys should just invite him to be on the podcast.
That would be episode 100, the Bowser takeover.
I would fly out for that, then.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
God, I would poop a brick and also be super, you know, just like nervous about what fuck Jakku's going to ask Doug Bowser. You know?
So how many people did you have to kill to become president?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, Doug, I mean, that's
what's up
still
with the bookmarks
tame.
Like?
Yeah.
That's still so tame. What would be not tame?
Oh, man. I can't say it because you would
have to bring up like details about Doug Bowser only you know.
Right. And like, it's all, you know, it's all a spur of the moment sort of thing. Like some thought pops into my head. I say it then. Like, I can't think about what I would say. I got to be in the moment.
That's fair. You know? Yeah. That would be a hell of a moment. That'd be hard to like keep composure interviewing Doug Bowser.
Well, I do hope you guys find some silly person to interview. You know what I mean? Like, I do hope someone that really has, you know, no business coming on our small podcast listened by millions and millions of viewers.
I mean, what's Reggie up to? He's not doing anything.
Right?
Yeah.
What is he up to? I agree with that.
Do you think he's going to be at E3? I know, like, he's no longer with Nintendo, but...
No.
If I had just left Nintendo, I'd be like, yo, E3, this is the first one I don't have to go to in, like, 10 years or whatever.
16 years, probably, yeah. Yeah, he'd probably skip this one. He might show up next year.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll get nostalgia for it and come back at some point.
Yeah.
But fresh out the gate, he's like chilling on a yacht or a golf course or what other things do rich people do?
Right. I don't know. That's all.
Those are the only two things I think rich
people do. But yeah, also like at the end of the day, you know, he's going to be, he's not trying to take Doug Bowser spotlight.
Yeah.
And so if he was there, he would be taking it. And that's just not Reggie. That's not Reggie at all.
That's not my boy, Reg.
I don't think we'll see Reggie much anymore outside of like occasional tweets that he puts out. I honestly just don't see. I definitely don't see him going to any other video game company, and I don't see him taking like a public role in something else. So, yeah, I don't know. I think he's just gonna relax and retire. He seems like a good dude. He's probably a family man.
Yeah.
You know, once he's spent a lot of time away in his life, he probably just wants to like, you know, kick it and hang out.
Yeah.
How much money can you really use? You know, like you can only work. I feel like I don't get how some of these people, these rich dudes, like work till they're 70, 80 years old, man. I'd be out spending my money on silly shit, you know?
Yeah.
Buying jet skis and, you know, getting my grandkids ice cream.
Yeah. Like, at that point, I think like making money is like a turn on for them. They're like, all right, this year, how many billions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, when you're around that much money and like that's all, like all these other people are making this much money, that becomes like your self-worth, you know, and like it just becomes part of it. And it sucks because, you know, they might not have started off that way. But once you get to, you know, over a certain amount, that's all people seem to care about in that world. And so you feel like you're useless if you're not making at least that much.
Mm-hmm.
I say right now, if I get, you know, Reggie money, what is he probably made like $2 million a year, you know, for a while. I'm done.
Yeah.
I tell you guys, if you know, Warp World Crowd Control ever starts making $50 billion a week and we all start getting these six figure assets, I'm gonna just warn you guys, like, yacht life for me real quick. We can start those yacht races.
Yeah.
That'll be our next Twitch extension where you guys can all bet on which one of our yachts will beat the other one.
Well, I wanted Twitch to be able to control tanks, real physical tanks. So, like, I've got the next stage.
We just Mixer need money. Has small, yeah, small tanks, you know?
Yeah. I want, like, real world tanks.
I want real tanks.
Yeah.
I mean,
rich people would pay money for a tank to be unleashed into the city.
We'd have to build like mini cities, you know.
Yeah. I mean,
for the tank to blow up.
I don't know. Depending on how much money you got, we could do a real city.
Okay. Yeah, maybe that's
Game
not
of Thrones prop wrong. City.
Morally, it might be, but we'll find
no
some
morals
small,
in money.
Like 100-person town, and be like, how much do each one of you want? 10 G's.
I'm really thinking that I want to be out of the company by the time we're doing this.
All due respect. Usually CEO like, arrested for releasing tanks in the city of Chicago.
Yeah.
I called them not a tank, guys. It's fine.
It's not a tank. It was an all-terrain vehicle.
All-terrain vehicle with cannons.
With cannons.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez, Rick.
All right. Anyway, well, I'm
speaking
salty.
Of pivoting.
Pivoting, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. Speaking of pivoting, we got to talk about Blizzard real quick. They canceled their StarCraft first-person shooter, which I didn't know was coming out at all.
Same,
At all. But they did that to shift more development over to their Diablo and Overwatch teams.
The mobile Diablo, right?
I'm pretty sure this is Diablo. But I feel like the mobile Diablo is just part of their thing. It seems like they're maybe trying to focus their IPs in a few less places, I want to say, you know?
Sure.
Definitely not. I definitely don't see Blizzard is not seeing the value of like a game that's not being able to make money forever. I feel like Blizzard is definitely only games as a service now.
Mm-hmm. StarCraft doesn't really seem like part of RTS doesn't really seem like part of Blizzard's future. Like they're gonna mad bank off of the re-release of Warcraft 3, but that's easy enough. That's nostalgia. That's just a redo. Because there was another StarCraft like FPS or third person shooter, StarCraft Ghost, back in the day that got canceled too. Right?
Early 2000s. Yeah, I was supposed to be on GameCube.
I've totally forgot about that.
Yeah. How StarCraft's got to feel bad, man. They've gotten two canceled shooter games at this point.
At least. That's just the ones we know of.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I don't. You know what I do want? World of StarCraft.
That would be cool as shit.
That would be awesome. I would be really cool on that.
It could be like Eve, but better.
Doing multiple planets would be hard to work. In the same way that, you know, this you're just on one world, so World of Warcraft's pretty contained and easy to take in. But if you're jumping planet to planet, that might make it a little more tough.
I mean, you just have some sort of
worlds
fast,
of StarCraft.
Fast travel mechanism, some sort of spaceship. I mean, that could be part of the whole thing is you have to acquire a spaceship or acquire travel on a
some
spaceship.
Some sort of StarCraft.
Yeah, some sort of craft of the stars. Yeah, exactly. Wow. I think there's ways around this. I mean, like, I think of, like, the two Star Wars MMOs, and those work just fine. You know, and they have the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Or you limit it to one world and you know, just it's one invaded at war world, and it's taking place in some time that the RTS, you know, lore-wise, that the RTS never has.
Yeah.
Which I think is what World of Warcraft does. Like, it's just lore-wise, just, like, hundreds of years different, right?
I think they overlap in some ways. I'm not
Well, I'm a,
sure.
I'm a liar, then. I think there's ways to do that. I think what's interesting is it. I'm wondering what else they're doing with Diablo. Like, I'm wondering what the next Diablo is going to look like, you know?
I think it'll definitely be for consoles right out of the gate this time. They've found a lot of success with Diablo 3 on consoles.
Yeah, I hope it's on all that. I hope we get actual procedurally generated dungeons this time around, too.
Did they take that out for Diablo 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They showed off early trailers and early, like, video concepts of the game showed that. But then when we got the actual game, that was out the window.
Oh, wow. At least they have the rifts and stuff that are
right. I think
like
the rifts,
that,
yeah, yeah,
that's post game content.
Exactly, the rifts replaced that. But like, come on, I want to go into a dungeon and not know where I'm going.
I hope the writing is a little better if they do Diablo 3.
I was disappointed with the ending of 3.
I'm the master tactician. I'm gonna tell you my entire plan the whole time you're coming towards me.
Stay a while and listen. I want
I'm
him
the master
back.
Of lies. Here's a lie.
bring me back, Deckard Cain.
Man.
Dude, how are they going to kill off the coolest character in Diablo in, like, the first 3 hours of the game and not even, like, have a main... Like, the villain who kills Deckard Cain, you take care of in, like, another hour. It's like, okay, I guess that's done. Like, it made it feel so insignificant when he was the coolest dude.
Yeah, and then you kill his granddaughter or whatever.
Too far,
spoilers.
Man.
Too spoilers. Far.
I was going to say, man, look at how we're just killing our entire non-spoiled Diablo audience here.
All three of them.
We just lost the three people that haven't played a Diablo game. three was good. I enjoyed 3. I don't want to say I enjoyed it as much as 2, but I'm also just older and enjoyed games differently in different styles, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's what it is. It definitely didn't feel like 3 was like, better than 2 in any way, even graphically, which is something I wish you could say, considering the games came out, you know, like 8-9 years apart.
Oh, more than
that point. Yeah, like, 10 years apart.
Yeah.
It's going to be, I mean, by this point, when we finally get Diablo 4, it's going to be, you know, almost 10 years since Diablo 3, honestly. Like, Diablo 3 came out a long time ago for PC. That was one of the first games where I really remember, like, being super fucking pissed off I couldn't play at midnight because online was borked. So I'm curious where they're going to do it. I'm curious to see how Blizzard's going to try and monetize it forever the way they do all their other games. You know, if they're going to try and, like, Overwatch it and give you seasons and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can do like seasons in Diablo 3 right now, I don't know how you make money. I don't know how they make money off those seasons.
Yeah, I mean, the auction house is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think they have some in-game skins you can buy, maybe, but... That's,
gross.
Yeah.
Gross.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, that does seem like that's something Blizzard wants to forever do. You know,
Blizzard's not going to release a game that you can't do microtransactions in. Like, that's just not happening.
They're nickel and diming everyone in. I mean, that's how they get away with it because they make very engaging experiences. You know, so
yeah.
You know, kudos to Blizzard. I'm excited to see what they have to do. Sucks you guys suck at making first person shooters, I guess. So. Yeah.
Except, I mean, Overwatch turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
StarCraft-based first-person shooter. I have to think, like, Overwatch just kind of, like, it might seem like a bit like you're hitting the same genre at that point. You know, Overwatch is not futuristic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It does have some futuristic feelings to it, I guess. So I could see where maybe they didn't want to just, like, ape their own IP at that point.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's the greatest game ever and we'll see it in a completely different form.
Yeah.
Or it'll be one of those cool games that's lost forever, you know?
Yeah. The future of StarCraft is looking pretty dim, if you ask me. But
ooh, I see what you did
there. we've seen the future of another interesting space-based title, and that's Destiny 2, which is now going to be brought free-to-play, like renamed it. To, what's it going to be called now? Destiny 2 New Light?
Seems like the same name.
It seems like the same name, but okay.
Yeah. I thought that was interesting. They just added a subtitle to it.
Right.
But the big things are it's going free to play. It's eliminating PS4 exclusive content. It's getting cross saves. And it's moving from Battle.net to Steam.
Ooh.
Which I thought
that's probably
was
the biggest thing.
Interesting. Yeah. So it's going to, I don't know, something like all of the previous content for the game will be free to play. And then all of the, like anything after like 1 year after the game was released, any DLC at that, like from that point forward will still require like, you know, buying DLC expansion packs and all that stuff.
I'm not buying shit.
Yeah. Have you ever played Destiny?
No, I have Destiny 2 for free because at one point last year, I think if
congratulations, so does all of us now.
Well, yeah.
Well, what I'm saying is like, so like they gave it away for free for like a week if you downloaded it and I didn't play it then. And it was still rather new. And I'm like, I'll never get to it.
Yeah.
I was interested a little bit because I had a few friends that played Destiny 1 a lot. And I was like, oh, if it comes to PC, maybe I'll play it. And Destiny 2 came out. I'm like, I don't got time for this.
Yeah. If they hit me in my, like, a few years ago, I would have gotten into Destiny. But
yeah.
I'm too into jumping on shit now.
Yeah, I'm too into this ball and cup.
Yeah, cup and ball is a good game.
Destiny 1 was so weird for me because I was very hyped on it. I'm a huge Halo fan. And so I was obviously excited to play more Bungie stuff. And then I'm like, first person MMO, that sounds really fun. In my mind, I'm picturing EverQuest, but with like real time combat, you know, instead of, you know, press a button and shit happens. I was just severely disappointed in Destiny 1 so much, like with felt like there was just a lack of content in there.
Yeah.
And it's just harder for me to play these, and I would say this about Diablo too, it's harder for me to play these games where I'm playing the same missions over and over just to get slightly better loot.
Yeah.
So I can play those same missions over and over just to get slightly better loot.
Yeah.
Does that, you know, like it's not, it doesn't do it for me anymore the way it did 5-10 years ago. I need to be unlocking more than more loot. You know, sure. Whatever that is. More story, more access, more, I don't know. It just, that's not enough of a carrot for me to just like get a bigger, better gun.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fair. No,
you know, and that is ultimately like my problem with Destiny and now the Diablo franchise. I mean, now that we're talking about it, but going in the future. And I don't know how they get away from that at all. You know?
Yeah. It's tough to get away from that because that's what a lot of these people do like doing.
Mm-hmm. People love the grind.
Yeah, I never got it. Like, you know, Call of Duty games, like the prestiging. Like, I'm like, why would you do that? You got all the stuff. You're good.
And when you lose it all once you prestige, don't you?
Yeah, you get to keep, like, you get to have an extra slot and you get, like, a star. It's like, oh, okay, cool. I don't need that, though. I'm not a big fan of grinding. I don't have time to do that, but I understand a large portion of people do. And so maybe these games just aren't for us anymore.
These are games, I think, designed for people who are looking to fill a lot of time.
Yeah.
And that's not us.
Yeah.
That's definitely not us.
This is off our topics, but Final Fantasy XI, Square Enix, they just uploaded the original trailer of the game. It's like a 9-minute trailer or something to their YouTube channel 2 days ago or so.
Yeah.
And like it was on their website for the longest time, but now it's actually on their official YouTube channel out of nowhere, mind you. But like watching that trailer, it reminded me a lot of that game. And I'm like, how is it like 19 years later and I still want to play this game again? And that game is very grindy. But like, I think like that's an exception. I think these older games that we played, I know Pooh played EverQuest. He'd pick that back up in a heartbeat, I feel like. He'd go and grind again. But like, I don't want to do that with new games. I want to do it with old games.
Memory nostalgia factor.
Yeah. It's really a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I don't know. It's just it just doesn't seem like grinding a speed run, I get better at the speed run. Like grinding for a fictional gun in a game that I know will be obsolete when the third one comes out and I'll have to just get more fictional guns. I don't know. It's harder for me. Justify. It's like, it's not even like, you know, like something like in an MMO where you're getting like, I want to compare it to like EverQuest, where you kind of had to grind to get a certain level and then it unlocks like the ability to get your epic, you know? And that was pretty much like, once you got your epic weapon, it was over. And then, you know, you want to play with your epic weapon for a little bit, but like, that's it, it's over. And that's what, that's all Destiny is. It's just forever just trying to get your epic weapon over. And I don't know. It's different. It's just a, it's a weird grind.
I think those games are a lot more of the, it's about the journey, not the destination kind of feeling.
It's about the destiny. Yeah.
The destiny. I would compare it. It's kind of like playing a slot machine versus.
It's very much like playing a slot machine.
Yeah. It's like playing a slot machine versus, you know, playing blackjack. And that would be my like opinion of it. Like the gameplay versions of that, you know?
So. Yep.
And not that they say there's like no skill involved in Destiny. Obviously, there's tremendous skill involved in Destiny. You know, I'm not trying to insinuate anything like that. It's just a, I don't know, just different. It just doesn't hit me for whatever reason.
Yeah. I get you. I heard that Destiny's coming to Google Stadia?
Stradia? Yeah, I think it's Stradia.
I think it's Stadia.
I mean, Google's streaming service.
Stadia's already confirmed to have like Assassin's Creed.
It's a Stadia.
But it's listed as cross-save support for Google's service. So I'm guessing it's coming to that too?
Yeah. They announced today that it's going to come out in November for $130.
Wait, Google Stadia?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you get their little box and their controller, and you can pre-order right now, like the Founder Edition or something like that.
Yes, the one that's surely going to be worse than all the other editions.
Right, and I like, so here's a question for you guys. Like, so like, this is a system that is essentially a connection to a online service. Like, does that, like, who cares, right? Like, about the Founder's Edition on that one. Like, it's not going to offer anything different than the real one or a different one later on. It seems kind of silly. And this is a pre-order. So, like, I was tempted, you know, the technology person in me that wants the new stuff was like, oh, I should just buy it and then I'll have it in November. But then I'm like, you know what? No, I'm trying to cut back on that garbage. So let's not. Let's wait to see about things so I can, you know, all I want to do is review it anyways, so I can wait. But yeah, it's a new world, this Google Stadia thing. It's going to be weird, but it eats up your data. Something like 4K video being streamed down to you will eat up, like, how much bandwidth was that in an hour?
A terabyte?
Yeah.
A terabyte in
65 hours.
65 hours, yeah.
That doesn't seem so bad, right?
That actually doesn't seem so bad.
That'd be four terabytes in the time that it's had me play Lucky Draw. So, yeah, that's about 9 days. So if you played 9 days of this straight, you would hit 4 terabytes. So that's not terrible. But you have to remember, a lot of U.S. People do have caps now at about 1 terabyte. And so that's pretty interesting. So I don't know if the U.S. is necessarily ready for this with number one, caps, but also the bandwidth, which is a minimum of 35 megabits per second, which isn't too bad. Most homes will have that nowadays. DSL users, you're DSL users. You're not listening to this. Got them.
It looks like if you're doing 720p, you might even be able to coast along on 10 megabits download too, which...
Oh, that's not bad at all.
That's super doable for your average, like, cable internet connection, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah. DSL could even potentially get up to that without too much trouble. So, yeah, that's not too bad. The latency is going to be the biggest. Like, yeah, exactly. Speed's important, but latency is going to be super important. There's a bandwidth test site that you can already go to and check it out to see if you are ready for this service. I don't have the link for you guys. It's a podcast. Google it. It's not like you can click it. We all know you're not going to go and do it while you're listening anyways, so just remember for it later.
I'm confused about their subscription service that they offer. It comes with the founder service optionally for $10 a month. It lets you stream up to 4K as opposed to the base version that lets you stream 1080p. And it gives you 5.1 stereo surround compared to the free one that's just regular stereo. But other than that, I don't see what else you get for this subscription.
Unless you get like access to the games early. I wouldn't stream at 4K if I was to use this. I would use 1080p and I'd probably use surround sound stereo, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be great. I don't want to have the game accidentally stutter because I decided I want to have higher resolution on it.
Mm-hmm. I would be way too stressed out about that.
Yeah, it seems like the smart play is to just run it at 1080p or 720p even. And depending on what you're playing on, I guess your TV probably has 4K nowadays, but a lot of people's monitors still are 1080p, because it took us a long time to get, consumer monitors to a point where the average consumer was getting something past 1080p.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't have a 4K monitor. I have a 1080p monitor. Neither one of my monitors. I have a 4K TV. I've never watched anything in 4K, but I have it.
I've got everything on 1080p right now too. Yeah. Yeah, I want to get a nice 4K TV eventually though.
I kind of want to get one of those like cool wide monitors, you know?
Those are awesome. I'd have one of those if I didn't stream.
I have two 2K monitors.
What does streaming have to do with it?
I feel like if I'm playing a PC game, I want to play it in ultra wide. But if I'm streaming it, I need to stream that game in 1080p or in 16:9 resolution at the very least.
You just got to do window.
Still put it in 16. Yeah, you put it.
Yeah,
in
you just got to do window mode.
That works, but that kind of takes away the purpose of having the ultra wide.
Yeah, but when you're streaming, you gotta make compromises. I have two 2K monitors that I use, and I have one 1080p hooked up. And so, I do 720p when I'm usually playing games, and it takes up one small section of my one monitor. And then I got my chat and all my alerts there, and then I got OBS on the other window and other things, and then I got even more things on the other monitor. It's crazy. I definitely highly suggest at least 2K monitors nowadays, but the ultra wides do look nice. I do like having the different windows though, physically separated for being able to actually separate windows easily. And all right, this is all coding stuff. All right, this is all Twitch stuff. All right, this is, useless stuff.
This porn. One's porn.
Exactly. But yeah.
Who would watch porn on their computer?
Yeah, come on. You can't even get 4K out there. Ultra wide.
Talk about I don't need to see in 4K.
Right. There you go.
Says you. Says you. I'm all about that. Actually, no, I remember. I'm not going to lie. Okay, this is a weird story, but in college, I remember the first. We got, this is before, Pornhub was a thing. So we actually went to a store and bought HD high def porn on a DVD, and I'll never forget putting it in and being nope, I could have totally stayed in non-high def for my porn. That was a little too much detail for me. I wouldn't say this was the most professionally done one. I was good on that. That was the last, I think that was the last DVD I even bought too, which is kind of funny. Yeah, good story. I know this is very appropriate for our family friendly podcast right here.
Our millions, millions, 12-year-old viewers.
Yeah. final thing about Stradia. That was a good transition, and so I'm sorry to kill that, Jakku.
It's all right.
We'll do.
Thanks
it
for
time.
Calling it out, though.
So damn, that was such a good transition.
Now we'll remember
thing.
It. Now we'll remember to get back.
Are you? Is there anything that can get you guys to buy Stradia at this point?
Exclusive games.
Mobile providers. And ISPs in the United States upping their game and actually giving us the bandwidth for it. If I could play these games on my mobile phone, if I could play any PC game basically on my phone with a controller, hell yeah, that'd be cool. I know it's not gonna be the real experience, but it'd be pretty good. It'd be pretty good to play some of these games anywhere.
Okay. Yeah. So you're fuck Google. Good lady. Yep. You know what? Actually, Google, you're the one person that has the power to make this happen.
Yeah.
To get Jakku to buy a Stradia. All it'll take is a deep investment into America's infrastructure. And, I'm sure that's totally doable by you guys.
Super easy for them.
Super easy. going back to all our millions and millions of listeners, we probably have a few kid listeners, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. A little bit.
Statistically, yeah. It makes sense.
As Jacques said, maybe some 12-year-olds listen to us. And that's going to bring us to this week's hot take.
Hot take.
Also, it's also kind of our this week's drama alert.
Drama alert. Oh, boy.
Here we go. Drama. drama. So going back on last week's Tfue FaZe Clan beef, you know, the contract dispute, we've got some new information about one of the small tidbits that was in his lawsuit. And that was the fact that FaZe had signed an 11-year-old and told his parents and him to lie and say that he was 13. Whoa. And people didn't really talk about this too much. Nothing really came up about this until just recently when Twitch streamed or Twitch banned FaZe Clan members High Sky One. Both the I and High has a one as well. FaZe Clan's youngest member who was claiming to be 13 playing in professional Fortnite tournaments just got banned from Twitch because he is in fact 12 years old.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wow. I know, and you're not allowed to have a Twitch account unless you are 13 years old.
It's true.
Them's
the rules.
Them's the rules. He went to YouTube, at which he started doing a live stream with his mom in the background overseeing him. I guess like the hot take here is it does two parts. Does this look bad for FaZe? And B, does it really fucking matter? this kid's 12, you know, like, doesn't matter. Also, this kid is now banned from Fortnite tournaments, for the record, until he turns 13 as well.
That makes sense.
And
he has won
$5,000 in pro money in Fortnite up to this point. So,
dude, he's got to be the coolest the kid skirmish. On the playground.
Place higher than me, it's the summer skirmish.
Yeah. On your first take, what was it?
Does this look bad for FaZe?
Absolutely. Like, If this contract got signed and their lawyers like, yeah, go ahead, tell them to lie. What other things are in their contracts that shouldn't be?
Yeah, it feels like looking bad is FaZe's look at this point.
And hey, maybe they're the bad boys of esports, but you got to own it now.
Yeah, I mean, I like that. You know, everyone needs a heel.
Yeah, we're signing anybody. We don't care.
Yeah, I like this kid though. Like, just reading like the comments from this kid, I think he's pretty cool. Like, he's after he like confesses to it in this interview, he ends it with, "Holy cow, finally got it off my chest." Like, it's just so wholesome. It's like, aw, man, yeah. I lied when I was younger to get a job I wasn't old enough for. So, you know what, kid? I feel you. I didn't make as much money as him, but I feel him.
You know, I think FaZe comes out looking bad in this because it was something that was named in Tfue's lawsuit, and they had to know he wasn't 13, you know?
Yeah.
And they were, and the other thing that I think makes FaZe look really bad is that they knowingly lied to Epic by entering, you know, by facilitating him entering these tournaments. And so that's not a good idea in your relationship with, you know, the biggest esport game in the world. On the other hand, so like FaZe doesn't look good. On the other hand, this kid is a fucking star. This kid is awesome. Like he's 12. He looks even younger than 12, honestly. He looks like he's like 9. He really does. Like the keyboard looks so big compared
to him. The chair on him, it's crazy. He's got a personality. I will give him that for sure. Like, he's got that streamer personality. I took a quote from that article and I want to read it. And yes, I am 12. I only lied so that I could fulfill my dream of being a streamer. It's been my dream for a long time, and I worked for a year and a half for it. I'm sorry I had to lie. I was too young, and it held me back. I just couldn't wait two more years. And I'm like,
yeah, that's like 10% of his life at that point. Props,
To me, though, like, you got your dream when, like, you had this dream, and you feel that 1 year of working towards it was more than enough to get it. Like, people spend 40 years working for their dream and never get it.
So yeah, but if there was a 30-year-old who said that to me, I'd be like, "Bull, get out of here." But yeah, I'm willing to accept it.
I don't know. You just have no concept. At 12, like two years at 12 years old is like one fifth your life.
Right. Yeah. When you put it in that way, yeah, it's one, he spent one fifth his life working towards this dream. And let's be honest, the first 2 years he was a potato. So one fourth of his actual life,
for real, like he probably didn't even like start to know things until he's five, you know, remember stuff. So this is like, this is probably the vast majority of his life he's wanted to do it. Yeah. I of course that's funny to us because we're old,
right?
And it's so hard to remember what it was like being 13, but like I find zero fault on the kid.
I'm not blaming the kid. I had to bring that out just because I'm like, kid, the life that like you might be good, like that, I almost feel bad for the kid in a way, because this could be a flash in the pan for him, and like for him to achieve his dream in a year and a half is going to set expectations for him in life that he might not be able to live up to, and this is why I believe a lot of this stuff is age restricted, in certain ways, like they're protecting the children for certain reasons.
This is definitely
one of them.
Tons of reasons Twitch would want you to be 13 before you get on. I think there's a legit maturity difference between 11 and 13 year old. There's going to be a large difference in maturity, and 13 is still incredibly young. And obviously you'll have years and years and years to go for, to be mature. But I have no problem with the way Twitch handled it. I have no problem with Twitch saying, yeah, we got to ban you till you're 13. I have no problem with Epic banning them. I have no problem with his with him going to YouTube and still streaming with his mom in the background, like supervising the whole thing.
Yeah.
I also have no problem with the mom like supporting the shit out of this kid. And I find like I'll put like 0.2% of fault on the parents for like helping, like telling the kid to lie to these 13. And I'll put 99.8% of the fault on FaZe, which might be too much. But they should not have done that as a professional organization. Yeah, they should not have signed him. They could have done a million different things. Or if they did sign him, like just keep him not playing in those tournaments till he's 13. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to
follow the rules if you're a professional organization. You should be, and you should have to be following the rules.
Yeah.
It paints him as a bad boy for now, but it's definitely going to hurt their credibility in the long run. Like at some point, FaZe Clan's going to want to be involved with some sort of project, and they'll just be denied because it's like, well, you're not trustworthy.
It wasn't a good look for FaZe. With all that being said, though, like the kid and the mom, and like I wish nothing but the best for this kid, and I think he has a huge future. He's got 900,000 subs on YouTube, y'all. 900,000 people follow him.
This kid's going to make a lot of money, dude.
This kid's doing okay. Like, and I'm not going to fault the parents for just going gung-ho in this, because all you want as a parent is for your kid to do something he's happy with and make a living, you know, like be able to support himself. This kid's supporting everyone right now.
Absolutely. This is like a parent's dream in a way of their kid, like being able to support them within 10 years of them being born. Yeah. That's crazy. I think Twitch and everybody else realize like it's not really the kid's fault, because otherwise they'd be like, you're bad for life. Like, no, they're like, come back when you're 13, kid. Which is good.
Dude, you know the party his stream is going to be when he turns 13 too.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's going to be insane.
Going to have so much Dr. Pepper and Fanta, dude.
Unless he gets really into like Pogs or Pokemon cards in between then and now, and just completely changes his dream.
I mean, he's Pogs this kid's into is Pog Champ.
He this kid is really good though. I've seen him on a lot of like the Fortnite compilations. He's really good. He looks so young and tiny, and he does curse, which is really funny because his parents are there, you know, like his parents do watch his stream. But when he curses, I'm just like, oh my God, no, please, young boy, don't do that. You know, like, please don't do that. It makes me feel horrible about everything when he curses. But I am just all for this kid just like doing whatever he can in life, and like props to you, dude. Props to you for working the system. I'm not faulting you for working the system at all, homie.
Like, I mean, we all would have done it. I feel like every single one of us would have been like, yeah, I'm 13. I'm really good at this game.
You know what? And props to your parents. Was it the most ethical thing you taught your child? Maybe not. But you taught him a lot bigger lesson, which is you're going to support him no matter freaking what in whatever he wants to do. So props to the parents. I mean, this sounds bad because I don't want to like pile on FaZe Clan. Like maybe they'll sign one of us one day. But it doesn't. It's not a good look given their given what was named in the lawsuit last week. You know, everything that was said in that lawsuit last week seems to be true. Very true. Yeah, seems to be true. You know, like it just does.
Yeah. So that's the crazy thing is like more and more stuff on them making them look bad. Yeah.
It's not a good look. So all right. Well, this week's side questions.
Yeah. So perfect question. Actually, this comes from Rated R. P.S. Still not a pirate.
Is in there.
Ex-Puku. I was catching up on the past podcast, specifically your discussion and legal analysis about Tfue and his contract. As a California attorney, I thought the discussion was really well done and was roughly 98% legally accurate.
Yes.
Nice.
That's passing the bar. We passed. We're lawyers in California,
guys. We're practically lawyers now. Yeah. Us and Kim Kardashian. Yeah. All of us are going to be lawyers in California. No, I don't know if she's passed yet. I think she's got like 6 years of learning before supposedly she's taking it. But I bet you she passes. She's going to have good tutors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
With all that being said, what do you think the next legal step is for content creators / esports athletes? Unionize, which would be difficult. Try and merge into other unions such as SAG, which SAG would fight tooth and nail. Get the government involved and create legislation to protect the content creators, or maintain the status quo. Keep up the good work.
That's hard because there's so many content creators at so many different levels, if that makes sense. Like, I think the first step would have to be like taking some of the top content creators on the top platforms and, you know, figuring out how they would want to approach it. And like, it would take someone in that position to lead the charge, in my eyes.
I think you take the low people, the people that want to get their shot, and you let them make the rules so that they make it so that the bigger people cannot work in this world.
I mean, it's very interesting. It's something I've talked about often on stream because you know, we basically have no bargaining power, you know, like as a collective union, you know. There's are we employees of Twitch? Are we not? Like, I can't go stream on YouTube. Why doesn't that make me an employee on Twitch if they have some sort of exclusive contract to my content? Wouldn't that entitle me to some sort of health benefits or something? I don't know the legalities of this. Not right now, obviously, the way it stands, because we don't have anyone fighting for us. We don't have any way to collectively bargain or do something like that. We have no power because we're all individuals and we're not teamed up, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, having that, I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that we need something. I think right now what's going to happen is you're going to see agents and management companies emerge that, you know, might see an opportunity to run an ethical business and get your guys treated ethically. And they'll you know, be able to assign a lot of the biggest top talent. But, you know, I mean, that's not a solution long term, you know, like I don't know. I don't know what the solution is. All I know is that we're in the Wild West right now, and we have a lot of people willing to undercut each other.
Yeah, it's an interesting world of content creators, honestly, because you're all basically rivals of each other, even when you're friends. But additionally, you know, anyone can come in and just like completely dominate. For what looks like no real reason, it's just luck based. And then, mind
any 12-year-old can roll in and just.
And then, mind you, not only are most content creators, but also most of their fans, like very much in the moment, sort of like reactionary type people. So, like to have a movement to take that takes longer than a week to go through, like people lose interest, and so. A group of these individuals have to maintain that interest and really, like, you know, work towards it. Because, like, look at the Tfue thing. Like, we were all into it for a week. All this stuff was coming out day in, day out. I was checking the Twitter each day. At this point, I'm like, oh, yeah, this 12-year-old thing. But other than that, like, that was it. I wasn't searching again. I wasn't checking what Banks was tweeting when he shouldn't be tweeting, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, we're very reactionary on stuff, and we don't take the time to stay on top of a topic long enough to make a big change. And so that's like a community thing that we need to get better at before we can tackle something like this, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pretty much agree.
Yeah. All right. This comes from Manic T.
Hmm.
Hi. And he actually got this in right before he went to bed. So I saw him in chat. Hi. With everything we know about Mario Maker 2 so far, what are some things that Nintendo would need to announce that would make you refuse to buy the game? I'm going to go. All funds go into Hitler resurrection research.
I was going to say it has like a standard swastika. It was being the thing for me.
It's going to take,
there's like
the very only costume little. Is the only yeah. costume is a guy in a white pointy hood. Like,
oh yeah, my that, God. Would the,
that would be the things that would take me not to buy Mario Maker 2 at this point.
Well, just don't wear that costume.
No, I'm,
no, yeah, no, I know.
Probably line drawn for me.
Yeah, that's a good line. Yeah, there's very little that they could do. It have to be incredibly racist, and like I don't see that happening at all. That would be a bad move, Nintendo.
Or incredibly racist too. Or, light racism, I might still buy it.
Like, would it be a pro move?
Trying no.
That'd be ridiculous.
But how about tanks?
What about naked
every
pipes?
Time you yeah. beat a level, a child dies. I wouldn't buy
that. Nope. That there's a good thing. Yeah, yeah. That's a good one.
All pipes are naked pipes. You can't actually put them on the ground.
I'd still play it.
You have to get a full blown enema before you can play.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would definitely consider.
Yeah.
Yeah. I probably would do it too. I'm just like, yeah, I'd do it too.
By Dr. Mario.
He's just like,
you have to take a suppository from Dr. Mario before you play.
I'm just imagining too. He like scans you and he's like, oh, there's a lot of red and the blue ones up there.
Yeah, there's really not a lot. Anything racist, anything that, you know.
Yeah, it would have to be something really horrible.
It would have to be not intense. To buy.
And they would have to advertise it. They would have to advertise this thing like new features, you know, like slopes, new costumes, new backgrounds, swastikas. Like it would have to be like in the middle of the trailer for me to be like, well, that's no.
I'm just imagine that video. Like you're all excited for all these things that swastika. You're like, what? What is that? I kind of want to see that video now, but I also don't, because that means someone would create it.
Dude, I had a guy who tried at a party. He tried to convince me that there was swastikas in the original SMW. I'm like, I think I would know. I think I would know, buddy.
I think I would have noticed that. Well, they kind of have that one in The Legend of Zelda. Like, it's like a kind of half one, the map that looks like one.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
It's also an old Japanese symbol, though.
Isn't it some sort of Buddhist symbol?
It's a Buddhist it's been used multiple times.
Yeah, easy to draw. I'm sure it's been used a couple times in history.
People just ruin everything.
Yeah, you know? Everything can be linked back to racism.
Yeah.
It's been going on for a long time. Yeah, I mean, it's been going on for a long time, so that makes sense.
Yeah,
Mario Maker 2 is a very big must-buy for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got one more, and this comes from our Twitch chat, WWEFK. At what point do you feel you got your money's worth out of a game? I have several games that I have less than 10 hours in and feel they were a waste of money at this point.
I don't equate like time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Time is very, time doesn't matter to me at all as far as like game is concerned. I'm trying to think, like, there's been games where I've played for 2.5 hours. Like Limbo is a game that's like super fast. What was the sequel to Limbo? I can't remember what it was called now. Inside is a game that took me like 3 hours, cost $20. It was one of the best $20 I've ever spent. And then there's something like, you know, The Witcher 3, which is, you know, countless amount of hours. And I think fucking sucked, and I wish I would have never bought it.
Yeah. I got mine for free for some reason.
Yeah, it's not really.
Micro Center sent me a code.
Micro Center?
Yeah, they said, they're like, hey, you bought a video card. Here's your free Witcher 3. I'm like, I didn't buy a video card.
Thanks, Micro Center.
But thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not, hours doesn't matter to me. It's literally how much enjoyment did I get from this particular piece of entertainment? Did this leave me with a lasting impression? Something that I can, you know, go home on and yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan of getting value out of my purchases. Like if I, like that's like what held me back from purchasing the latest Mortal Kombat. I want to play it. I don't want to spend $80 to play it. Canadian prices, obviously, but like if it's a game I'm really into, if it's something I really want to play, like Undertale is a good example of a short game that I definitely don't regret picking up. It was one of it was one of the best games,
one of the best games I've ever played.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it was like $15. If they charged me $45, I wouldn't be upset about that either. Yeah.
It all depends. Any game you spend 20 minutes on it and be like, this was worth it. Or you could spend 100 hours on it and be like, man, I just wasted 100 hours of my life on this game.
Like, yeah, it's important to know, like, yourself as a gamer. You got to know, like, what kind of games you like, what kind of art style, music, and all that stuff. Like, once you know what kind of things you're into, you can pretty much pick up any games in those genres, provided they're, like, not shit, and you'll have a good time.
Yeah. Okay, better question here. I got a question. What is the maximum price you would pay for Mario Maker 2?
For Mario Maker?
For Mario Maker 2.
Mario Maker 2, the maximum price?
I would easily pay $2,500 for Mario Maker
2. Wow.
Yeah, if I had to drop a grand, I'd drop a fat grand. I'd drop a stack.
Yeah, that's a stupid amount of money for it. But, I mean, I have to say, like, Mario Maker 1, I've played more than almost any other game. So, yeah, like, $2,500, probably about the maximum.
I mean, that'd be my number where I'm like,
yeah,
I can't do it.
Yeah. Like, because, I mean, for us, it's our job in a way to play that game and do it on stream. So for the average viewer and whatnot, probably, you know, you're looking at like $200 max. They're like, I can't spend more than the system.
Yeah. Costs, yeah. Sort of thing. That's what it is for, like, I'm thinking $1,000. That's, I'll get return on investment on that.
Yeah. I don't know how I've spent 3.5 years on Mario. Like, I know how, but, like, at the same time, I have not played many games that long. Like, honestly, like, Final Fantasy XI was the only other game I can think of where I've played for more than 2 years straight of a game. Yeah. And that's an MMO. And Mario Maker is not an MMO, but
it's all thanks to P-Break.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, for sure. P-Break's definitely one of the reasons. Just the game itself is fun. But I think, yeah, Twitch definitely made it fun. So,
yeah.
Crowd control doesn't exist without P-Break. Think about that.
Oh. Wow. We're not giving Penga money.
Sorry, second Penga.
All right.
We're keeping it.
I think right, that's going to be it.
Yep.
Episode 99.
In the books.
Wow.
Coming up next week, episode 100, which is probably going to feature Jakku and X-Water. I think I missed episode 50 or 75, too, which is,
I think
really
you did,
funny.
Too, yeah.
Yeah, there was one other big number.
There was one other big one that I missed. But you know what? It's
69.
It's live from the E3 floor, and it's
a milestone. It's perfect.
It's a milestone. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. Saves us the planning, too. We're sitting here like, well, what do we do for episode 100? It's like, oh, well, guess what? Happened to work out. Dude, I love how that worked out today. You just pop into stream. You're like, yo, check Discord right now. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. See you guys next week.
Have a fantastic podcast. Everything. Bye.
Fantastic everything.